Blog Talk Radio. Your host, Merle Exit, here in cloudy New York City. Well, I have to say it, I'm not looking forward to the weather this weekend. Somehow we seem to have gone past spring and right into summer, as the temperatures are going to be in the 90s. Oof. Well, I'll have to pack up bottles of water and sunscreen as I head out to Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, where the New York Sharks are having their final seasonal home game, which could determine as to whether they'll be in the playoffs. Well, so I'm back from San Mateo County, California, as we have a great lineup of guests tonight. When it comes to camping, and I don't mean like when I do scenes from The Wizard of Oz, some people would say that their idea of accommodations is a Holiday Inn. Well, Trevor Bridge from Castanoa, the name of the place, his camping place, may solve that problem for us. Now, we have the Sherman, a boat-turned-restaurant, may give you more pleasure. Okay. All right. That's bad. Okay. I admit it. But Ivor Bradley will tell us all about the restaurant. Then we got Lee Hurley of Half Moon Bay's Harborfront, the locale of a place called Beach House. And that's really great accommodations. And finally, pairing beer with food. We'll have Wayne Meyer of Half Moon Bay Brewing Company to belch with on this subject. Now, I first want to say that Monday, June 9th, the Women's Sports Foundation will be celebrating by having four inductees into the International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. Yes, they've moved to the Sports Museum of America, brand new place. It opened up in I think May 7th. I had a chance to interview Billie Jean King and Martina Navratilova. And, well, the four women who are being inducted is Hasiba Bulmerka, I guess it's pronounced. She's a track and field from Africa. There's Sue Enquist, softball coach from California. Hisako, and they call, I guess, her Chako. Higuchi, she's a golfing great from Japan. And the fourth person, Shannon Miller, an Olympic gymnast star. These are the people, women, that are going to be inducted into the International Sports Hall of Fame. Isn't that not cool? One of these days, we'll get the Sharks there. But in the meantime, you know, it's time, of course, for our first commercial. And, oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay, if I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling, JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
Oh, yeah. I love JetBlue. I have to tell, when I was coming into San Mateo, they told us no one can eat any peanuts or any nuts of any sort because there was somebody on the plane with an extreme allergy. But I was wondering what happened when they were telling us, you know, about all the emergency exits and all that stuff, and the stewardess there, after she finished, said, "And that's it in a nutshell." Oops, nothing happened, fortunately. But the other thing I was also wondering about, when you're on the plane now, in case there's a problem and the oxygen masks come down, are they going to say, "Excuse me, folks, that will be $5 first, and no cash, credit card, or debit card only"? Yep, we'll all just die thinking of how much money it would cost. But I have a feeling that JetBlue won't do that. I don't think so. So I just want to let's see. So what I'm going to be doing, by the way, next week, I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C., to a hotel called Gaylord Hotel and Resort. And I guess this is on the Potomac River, and although it's Washington, D.C. area, I think it's actually in Maryland that I'm going to be. And I'll be taking my show on the road. Hopefully I won't go through what I did last week. Although it didn't sound too bad once I heard it back that I did the whole thing from a cell phone while eating and drinking. Now I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this whole show without stuffing my face. I did plenty of that in San Mateo. Oh, that was fun, yes. Like every 15 minutes, we had a press trip. It was a group of us, and we would say, 15 minutes passed. Where's the food? I think I'm feeling a little weak. I think we had 5 meals in one day. It wasn't as if, like, any of the food was, like, bad. That's the whole problem. When food is delicious, you know, and then you can't eat it, that could be a little bit of a problem. So, let me get in. I might as well get this in before I start talking about the food. It's a food commercial.
"Hey, I need a mint or hard candy. What's in that little tin that you have there? Wedges of Belgian chocolate in a tin? Wow, you have a whole collection. Dark chocolate with orange, dark chocolate with raspberry, dark chocolate with coffee, dark chocolate with mint, tiramisu in dark chocolate, dulce de leche in milk chocolate, and creme brulee in white chocolate. You know, I usually wind up with paper wrappers and silver foil in chocolate soup. Now that's a great idea that I can travel with." Yes.
Chocolate Traveler. That's what this is. And it's available at stores, including Trader Joe's. Check it out on www.chocolatetraveler.com. Wow, really great stuff. Okay, well, we are ready now to talk about, and who do we have? Who's on the air? Who's on
My name's
air?
Trevor Bridge.
Trevor! Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you today, Merle?
Oh, just fine. So, for those of us...
I want some of that chocolate.
Yeah, I know. Oh, really? I know. I'm sorry to say it's better than C's. We got C's, S-E-E-S. That's
right.
The chocolate out there. Well, then again, I'm a chocoholic, so I always ask, like, exactly
what
chocolate
type
goes into the chocolate.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell us all about is it pronounced Costanoa?
Costanoa.
Costanoa. Okay.
Costanoa is a eco-adventure resort. We've been here since 99, and it's 140 acres surrounded on all sides by state parks. But what it is, what's unique about it is there's several different types of accommodations. We have a classic lodge. We have cabins. We have tent bungalows, which are similar to safari tents. They have canvas walls and top, but a nice bed with heated mattress pads. And then we have RV park, and you can even bring your own tent. There's a full-service restaurant and bar here. We do weddings. We do catering. We do corporate events. We do retreats and family reunions. And basically, for anyone who likes the outdoors, we're the place to come. There's mountain biking. There's hiking. We're right on the coast, right on Highway 1. So it's a short jaunt down to Franklin Point and tide pools. And then we back up to Big Basin State Park. So we are, for anyone, an outdoor enthusiast or someone who just wants to get away from the rush of life, we're the place to come. And we're fairly close to San Francisco, about an hour south, and then we're only 25 miles north of Santa Cruz.
Well, what I wanted to tell us, because I was amazed by the accommodations.
Right.
I mean, usually you go to campgrounds, and the best you get maybe is these log cabin lodges, you know, kind of thing. You know,
exactly.
But I want you to tell everybody about, like, let's go from when I say the lowest. In other words, so the lowest
okay
you can go is really tent
bring
to
your
yourself
own tent.
Or an RV.
Or an
okay
RV. So you can start with bring your own tent, and you get a platform, and you can throw your tent on that or on the earth itself. And those platforms have power, and they are serviced by centrally located comfort stations. And what these are is basically a really nice bathroom. There's a fireplace outside with Adirondack chairs. There are heated floors in these bathrooms. There's a sauna, showers, and they're not like what you think of as a campground bathroom. So they're actually what really allows people that are interested in the higher level of camping to come and still have fun and feel comfortable.
Wow, that's pretty good just for bringing your own kind of thing.
Exactly, bring your own. Those are also, you know, the people that use the bungalows and the people that use the cabins, they are serviced by the comfort stations as well, because the safari tents don't have the internal bathroom, so you have to use the comfort station. But it's what I would say is it's been referred to as luxury camping, in a way, because you don't have to bring everything with you if you want to stay in our tent bungalows. All you have to do is show up. We have daily maid service, bathrobes, linens, heated mattress pads, and yet you still feel like you're getting away and you're in an outdoor environment.
Now, then I also saw that, in other words, like I guess the next up is kind of like, there were like lodges. You had a room. It had the, I guess there was towels and stuff like that provided, but you went to a comfort station.
Yeah, that would be the cabin. That would be the cabins. And those are nice for families. Those have fireplaces. They have porch swings on the back, and they're really secluded, so you kind of feel like you're away. And those you do have to use a comfort station as well.
but those are natural light. They have skylights in them, and they're super cozy. It's a great place to get away with that special person. Then we also have some that have double beds if you're bringing the kids. We also have a traditional lodge, and that's a regular, what you would be accustomed to as a regular hotel room, and we have kings and queens and premiums and some doubles as well. And
what's
those
the,
are,
like, the most,
go ahead.
What's the most luxurious?
Would be our two-room suite. We have a suite, and it has an extra-large bathroom, a living room sitting area, and then a king-size four-poster bed.
Wow.
And that would be the top. So that's really nice. And that is, it has a patio that looks out on our lodge lawn, and that overlooks, it's an incredible view of the valley behind us.
Now, just to get an idea to compare to, let's say, you know, the price of a hotel, like the
okay.
most luxurious, what would that go for?
For the suite?
Yeah.
The suite starts around $300, depending on the time of year.
Right.
But most of, we have other, the lodge accommodations, you know, depending on the time of year, range from $165 up to $270. And those are regular hotel rooms. The cabins are less than that. And the tent bungalows start at $95, and depending on the time of year, and they go up to $150. Summer is actually, you know, summer, the prices are higher.
So now, there are a lot of activities that you can do just in that immediate campground, right?
Exactly. We have our own. We have an activities manager, and on weekends we do kids camp, which families love to bring their kids to that. They do outdoor activities, face painting, nature hikes. We also have mountain bikes on property that are available for rent. Frequently we have evening events, like we'll have someone lead a stargazing, or we'll have someone do Native American storytelling for the children. We have bat presentations where naturalists come and talk about bats or whatever species is the topic. So there's lots to do, and on top of that we have a full service restaurant and bar, so you're always able to quench your thirst and satisfy your hunger.
So now, I couldn't tell because we were, you know, constantly riding in buses and
yeah.
whatever. Like, what was it like nearby, the nearby places that you can visit?
Drive to.
Attractions that, you know.
Near attractions, Pigeon Point Lighthouse is just north of us, and that's a historic lighthouse on the coast. There's Añonuevo State Reserve, and that's the breeding ground for the elephant seals. And so that's a very, very popular attraction. A little bit further south of that is Waddell Creek and Big Basin State Park, and that's miles and miles of trails. There's waterfalls back there, too. North of us in Butano State Park, there are redwoods, so people love to go and hike in the redwoods. And then, of course, if you continue on, the town of Pescadero, which is an old Portuguese fishing village, and that's a cute little town. And then farther north of that is the town of Half Moon Bay.
Right.
And on our southern extreme is the town of Santa Cruz.
That's great. So you can really, you know.
You can really check out the coast, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's without going into downtown, you know, San Francisco.
Exactly.
But if you choose, then it's, would you say it's an hour away, is it?
It's an hour away. If you want to go, you can go and make a day of it and then still be back.
Oh.
You know, it's very conveniently located. We're also, it's just about, as the crow flies, it's about 30 miles to San Jose, but it's more like 55 if you drive it, because you have to go into Santa Cruz and then over Highway 17. But no, it's a great place to check out this, you know, pristine stretch of coast, and there's plenty to do if you're alone or with your family.
So it's a good, like, to keep get your head together, especially if you want to
yeah.
get away from it all kind of thing and not be, you know,
exactly.
the heavy attractions. Or
exactly.
Know.
If you want to get, if you want to tune out and not worry about traffic or shopping or any external distractions, a great place to bring a book or just reconnect with that special person. But yeah, it's a very relaxing place.
How often do you have, like, you say you have weddings there?
Yeah, we do weddings, throughout the summer actually into the fall if the weather holds. Last year we did 25 weddings, fairly frequent occurrence.
Now that the same-sex marriage law is okay, I guess, in California?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so do you have any weddings booked there?
I don't have any same-sex yet, but we're more than happy to.
Okay, well, I guess we'll put the word out.
Put the word out. Come here. Come to Costa Nova.
I mean, that's a...
We'll take good care of you.
That's nice grounds. I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah, what did you think of it, Marola? Did you ever see anything like this before?
No, I was totally shocked. I mean, I'm not a camper. I don't go camping. And even, like, you know, and as they say, like, on the lowest side of it, even though the tent, what do you call it, with
the tent bungalows?
That kind of thing. I mean, you know, you're not even lying on the ground. You still got a bed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's a raised platform with a canvas walls and ceiling.
So even then, I mean, and as an idea, like, what does that run?
Those start at 95 and go up to 150. There's some that have more amenities, then the prices are higher on them. But those are, you know, those are fun. We also have some of those, and they're called family bungalows, and you get two of them, one's for the parents, and then there's one that has bunk beds, four bunk beds in it, so you can really kind of spread out. But it's a great, great family experience or solo experience as well.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask, what kind of food do you serve at the restaurant?
The restaurant, it's California cuisine. His basis or his emphasis is on local, sustainable food, but he does, you know, fish specials. He's got some really incredible vegetarian options. He just reformulated his kids' menu to make it a more healthy menu rather than just macaroni and cheese and fried chicken. So we've got lots of great, great options. And if you're interested, you can check out our menus on our website. It's www.costanoa.com, and we have our menus online there.
Okay, cool. I know somebody's like trying to get a hold of me on my phone.
All right.
But no, that's okay. I'm just wondering who's calling in right now. Who'd I got there? Who is that? Go ahead, you're on the air there.
Hey, Merle, you're not talking to me, are you?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Merle, it's Lee from Beach House.
Okay.
Yeah, I got kicked off, and I just redialed.
Okay, no, I just wanted to know, so this way I know I have you there. If you want to chime in about Costa Nova, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great property. There's no question about it. We coexist very nicely on the coast. Trevor offering one venue and type of stay, and up here at Beach House, a little bit different, but fun as well.
Okay.
So I have been to Costa Nova and enjoyed the property immensely.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, hang on there. this way, at least I know you're there, and I'll get back to you in a little while. Okay.
Great, Merle. Thank
you.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. Sometimes what happens is while I'm doing the show, I get a phone call, and it's like somebody going, I'm trying to call, and you know, I'm not there. And people, and I try to get it clear that, you know, the calling me at home, you're not talking on the radio. You're calling, you know, the call-in phone number. So I just like, well, we'll see. But anyway, getting back there. A lot of people must know about it. I mean, with San Mateo County tourism taking us there, I would imagine a lot of people know about the place, or do you think maybe not enough?
I think more people could know. I mean, we could always, we have plenty of room to accommodate people, especially during the week. Working with San Mateo Visitors and Convention Bureau, and, you know, they're helping get our name out there. But, you know, with 7 million people right over the hill, there's lots of opportunity, and we've got lots of space.
Yeah. As I said, I didn't go inside to see the showers or whatever, but even I'm sure with the comfort stations, I mean, that's got to be a lot different than like when you're going to campground, a regular
exactly.
campground.
Yeah, it's not your father's campground.
Yeah, right. So that's really great. So you're really kind of like, you know, just like when people say, yeah, my idea of camping is a Holiday Inn. Well, this is like the next best thing
exactly.
to that kind of a thing. So I was getting back. So when you say California cuisine that they're serving, what is like, you know, what is California cuisine anyway?
Well, you know, it's just its emphasis is fresh local produce. Items that are, you know, prepared with, you know, a health conscious bend. You know, he's not doing heavy, heavy cream sauces. Things generally tend to have lots of vegetables and, you know, lighter style menus. You know, if you want me, I could list some of our menu items just a second. But yeah, our chef is, we're actually something, a new project that we're working on is we're planting our own growing ground. So we're going to soon have a lot of our own produce produced right here or grown right here on property. So, you know, some examples of his entrees, he has an eggplant timbal with roasted panko, breaded eggplant, portobello mushroom, zucchini, red pepper, baby spinach, and goat cheese, and it's drizzled with broken tomato vinaigrette. He has a prosciutto-wrapped wild coho salmon topped with fresh dill, lemon butter, served with polenta fries, and kale sauté with red onions and tomatoes. He has a filet mignon, grilled portobello mushrooms, shallot, merlot, demi-glace, served with twice-baked sweet potato and topped with gorgonzola and minced chives.
Great.
And then lots of fresh salads.
All right. So let me see who it is that's trying to get a hold of me. Hang on one sec, okay? Yeah, but go ahead. Keep talking to us. Tell us. Yeah.
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, see, I was right. Somebody was trying.
Okay.
That's okay. So you're part of this whole thing, they call it Fresh As It Gets? Is that this?
I actually don't have the information in front of me, but we did sign up to join with the Fresh As It Gets program.
Right.
I believe it's through San Mateo County. And the last I heard, we did win an award through them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they look at your menu and find out where you're getting your produce from, and what companies you're supporting, and what types of items you have on your menu, and then that's how they include you in that.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in and
my pleasure, Maria.
Telling us about this. I'll continue getting it out there when I write the articles.
Okay.
And I loved it there. I know if I get back there, I'm going to have to stay over.
You better. Well, give me a call, Merle, and we'll take care of you.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, so if you're thinking of camping, and that's certainly one way to camp out there. I'm going to go to a commercial, and then I'm going to be having Ivor Bradley from the Sherman on the phone to talk with us. Let's see which one. Okay, well, might as well, since we're in California.
Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey. Stuff it. We do at Santa Barbara Olive Company. jalapenos, sun-dried tomatoes, almonds, blue cheese, stuff produced in California. And we stuff some of our cold-pressed olive oils with California garlic and herbs grown right here in our backyard. Our olive oils have been pitted against some of the finest imports, and guess who exceeds in taste tests? Santa Barbara Olive Company. It's the stuff that makes a product great.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm making everybody hungry. Let's see now. So now, do I have Ivor on the phone here now? Ivor, you're
yes,
here.
Yes, hello, Merle. How are you?
Yeah. Hi. Okay.
Hey, how are you?
The Sherman Rocket.
Yes.
Now, first I want to tell everybody that we had gone there. It was a hoot, not just the restaurant itself. We had that group on the singing for us, doing a show. What is it called? Something on Broadway?
That's right, Broadway by the Bay.
Broadway by the Bay, yeah. A bunch of talented teenagers.
Yes, they were great.
Really neat. And we also had the Thomas of Fogarty Winery and Vineyards there to do wine tasting. It's a good thing the boat wasn't moving because I would have gotten seasick from that. But I didn't really get into the wine tasting. You know, as I say, I get drunk on scotch tape, so I, had enough. You know, we did beer tasting, wine tasting, boy, I'll tell you. But anyway, before we get to the food as to what we're eating, I want you to tell us all about the Sherman, the boat, the history. Go to it.
Well, thanks very much, Merle. The Sherman actually came about at the start of this year. We opened, and it's on a historic ship that originally was commissioned in 1922 from South Carolina for the Presidio Army Base here in San Francisco. And it served as a naval transport vessel on the bay for almost 30 years. And it was decommissioned in the early 1950s, where it then moved to Stockton here, which is a bit farther north of San Francisco, and became a very famous restaurant on the water called the Showboat. And it remained there for up to 25 years or so, until it came to Burlingame here in 1971. And it's been permanently docked here since then. And after an extensive reservation in early 2003, we reopened at the start of this year. And it's been accepted by the local community with rave reviews. And there's two levels of dining on the ship with an outside deck on the upper level. And it's been going great so far.
It must be. Now, we had, and I don't remember her name, which was telling us all about the history.
Yes, you had Martha from the Burlingame
okay.
Historical Society, who actually, they put a museum together on the ship here with the history of the boat, with lots of old pictures and memorabilia from the boat's history over the last 60 years. And Martha's very much involved in talking to people about the history of the ship. And, you know, there was two of these type of vessels commissioned in the 1920s. One went to the New York Sound area, and the other one came to San Francisco Bay. And this is the only ship of its kind left from that era. The other one was actually decommissioned and sent for scrap. So we're very proud to have restored the ship fully, and allowing the public to come onto it. We're open for lunch 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and we cater for private events and business dinners, weddings, and so on. And it's going great so far.
Now, in terms of the food, are you also part of this thing that they're doing? Is it Fresh as It Gets? That's what it's called?
That's right, actually.
Local.
That's right. That's a wonderful program here in San Mateo. And with the help of the San Mateo Convention and Visitors Bureau, as a new restaurant, they've actually guided us towards this program. And we were unfamiliar with it when we first opened. And we became very much involved in it, as all of our vendors really are in the San Mateo area. And we use Fogarty, and we have a number of vendors that we buy our produce and meats from. So we actually this year got our first award from them, and we'll be accepting that now on Monday, the 26th or so, later on in June. And it's a wonderful program, really, just showboating the produce from San Mateo area and the surrounding vendors that are here.
Mm. And it's you got some wonderful menu there.
We do, actually,
oh,
yes.
Lip-smacking.
Well, thank you very much. Our chef, Ron Cohen, is a very well-renowned chef in the South Bay here, originally from New York. And Ron is a very detailed, dedicated person in the kitchen. He uses the freshest of ingredients and produce. Most of our menu items are made to order, and they're actually a wide selection of steak and pork and chicken and so on. All our seafood is brought in daily, and some nights we run out due to the business level of the scallops and stuff that are very fresh. They're diver scallops, and all of our seafood is actually... Well, they're diver scallops. I don't dive myself personally, but they're a specific type of scallop that we get here off the coast of Half Moon Bay. And the menu has been very well received by the public, and people have been coming back because of that personal touch from Chef Ron and the making of the food and so on, the quality level of it.
Yeah, I see. And you have Long Island duck. Well, which that's
right.
Really local, but...
No, it's actually a local duck.
That's okay.
But, Ron has decided to call it that because it's his own recipe that he, you know, actually created when he was in Long Island as a, you know, after coming from the culinary school in Hyde Park.
Oh, okay.
And so it's his own name. He named the dishes himself, and it's been very popular.
Now, I'm curious about one of the things that that I was looking forward to there in that area was having the Dungeness crabs. Now, I know that you like have it in things like the Crab Tower, and you have your crab cake. Do you ever serve a whole Dungeness crab?
No, we haven't actually started to do that yet, whole crab or lobster. We find that the market here, it is very popular for Dungeness crab and for lobster. And the market that we're aiming at, you know, it has been a little bit more on the fine dining side. And we thought we would give it the first 6 months and, you know, put a heavy emphasis on oysters and clams and shellfish-type mussels. And we would wait off on the Dungeness crab and the whole lobsters until probably towards the second half of the year or maybe even next year. But we do see ourselves growing in that area.
I'm going to have somebody ship me out some Dungeness crabs here. That was the one thing.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco is very well renowned for that, and San Francisco has, you know, crab in an abundant season. And you know, but San Mateo County has actually got a bit of catching up there to do on crab. I know along the coastline in Half Moon Bay in some areas, it's actually very popular and so on. But no, we haven't caught up in that area yet.
Okay. So, just for everybody, exactly where are you located?
We're located here just below the airport in Burlingame, which is a suburb of San Francisco, a small city. And we're on Airport Boulevard, just at behind the Sheridan Hotel here. And the address is 410 Airport Boulevard. We do have a website, which is www.theshermanrestaurant.com. And you can review all our menus and the history of the ship and so on there also. And there's a photo gallery with up-to-date pictures, too.
Great. That's fabulous. Yeah, well, I'll be certainly be writing about this. but
well,
I just
wanted,
I wanted people to hear all about this. Because it's you know, an unusual kind of place to dine, and it's not like a boat like you're going on one of those, the Spirit of
it's very different.
New Hyde Park or something. We all were like smacking lips and going, everybody's tasting everybody's food. It was really cool. We had a really good time, although I don't know how drunk everybody was from all the wine. Couldn't really tell.
We seemed to enjoy ourselves, and you were a wonderful bunch to have on board, and it was a pleasure to be able to serve you, and I'm glad you enjoyed your stay in San Mateo County. And,
oh, yes.
We look forward to having you back again. Feel free to give us a call if we can be of any assistance.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ivor. I really appreciate
you calling
in and chatting with us about this.
Sure. Welcome.
And good luck to you with the restaurant. I hope it stays around for many years and hope it doesn't get off the track and just fly into the water there somehow.
No, there'll be no fear of that. We won't be going anywhere for quite a while.
I'm glad. All right. Have a great evening, Ivor.
Okay, Merlin. Thanks very much. Nice to speak to you.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That food was really good. Yeah, I really want to. I need a Dungeness crab. But anyway, I'm not going to take another break. Oh, wait. Actually, no, I have to do this. Before I leave, before I talk to you, I have the perfect song that has to be played right now.
Okay.
Okay? So I have
I'm
to
listening.
Do this. I have to do this first.
Okay.
Go on.
Well, I don't think the Sherman is going to sink, but you know, I just thought it was apropos to play the song anyway. So, Lee, before we get into the beach house itself and the accommodations, which I absolutely love, by the way,
thank you.
I want to get into this whole area. This is it's called Pillar Point Harbor. Is that the area?
Correct. Pillar Point Harbor is about 4 miles north of downtown Half Moon Bay, right on the coast side. And they are host in that general area to the Maverick Surf Contest, which is becoming just monstrous. We have become the fashionable spot now for world-class surfers to board planes within 24 hours of predicted 50-foot waves that come in, and they ride these mountains every year in the winter normally. So, yeah, we've got a lot of action up this this end of town, and great restaurants up there as well.
Wow, yeah. I think we went to, I was able to go down to the docks there and see the bringing in those Dungeness crabs.
Oh, yeah. They sell, I know, that, you know, if I could find a Dungeness crab, I'd fax it to you. There's,
I know.
You know, so anyway, get a little flat, but you know, you're all right.
Yeah, just slightly. You know.
That's it. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they sell the fish, you know, right off the boats there. You know, if, whatever they're catching, rock cod, salmon, crab, they come right in, and you can just walk right up to the fishermen directly and talk about fresh. Yeah, you get it right off the boats.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now, they gave us, some information on Pillar Point Harbor. I'm going to, you know, just, like, read off the points they gave us and have you comment on each of them. The first, it says that it's a harbor of refuge for the commercial fishing fleet and other boats. The Harbor Patrol responds to as many as 110 distress calls annually.
Yeah, we are, you know, the first bump in the road, so to speak, after San Francisco. So as boaters, both recreational or commercial vessels would be sailing out of San Francisco Bay and heading south, we are the next stop. So we do get a lot of action out of here with Harbor Patrol, Coast Guard, et cetera. It is indeed a big stepping off point for the commercial fishing vessels, both out of San Francisco and then a lot right here out of Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, because it says that's the second point. It says it's a major commercial and sport fishing harbor. The main species, or species, depending on how people decide to pronounce it, harvested, it says, king Chinook salmon, Dungeness crab, which,
yummy.
Albacore, rockfish, halibut. We'll do that for the halibut, right? Squid, and for those who don't know what squid, try calamari.
Right.
And it says the harbor features freshly caught off the boat retail fish sales, popular attraction serving San Francisco Bay region and beyond. So, in other words, when these boats come in, it's not just like I only got to see the Dungeness crab. So you can actually go down to the harbor and see and buy all these types of fish, of seafood, you know, with the coming in. I lost you. Okay. He'll call back. I don't know what happened. Maybe because he was on his cell phone, but he'll call back. But that's what it says here. I'll have him comment on that in a minute. So when he calls in, and then the next thing it says that Pillar Point Harbor is he's back in. Okay, we lost you for a minute.
Yeah, that, I went out to go see if there's I could get a hold of a crab for you, but I'm back. Anyway, yeah, we got cut off there. But
sometimes I put music on so I can go pee, but that's okay.
I
was asking. So, in other words, aside from the Dungeness crab, you can get other fish when they
in. Oh, right, exactly. And
so,
I love salmon. I never get tired of it. So, like I say, you can get it right in off the boats there.
Wow.
And they've got some great restaurants, Barber's Fish Shop. Of course, the brewery is up there, one of our favorites.
Before we get to the restaurant part, as bad enough I'm you know, I'm drooling already.
Yeah, you've got me on food here. I'm just going crazy.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
And it says, okay, next thing it says, it's the gateway to the waters of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, largest in the country, and the Gulf of the Farallones.
Oh, the Farallon Islands, uh-huh.
National Marine Sanctuary.
Yeah, that is true.
And is Culinary Institute of America there?
Well, I know the Culinary Institute is in San Francisco. The Farallon Islands are just these little rocky crags that are about 20 miles offshore from San Francisco and Half Moon Bay. On a clear day, to quote Barbara Streisand, you can see them from there.
Not forever. You just, you know,
not
otherwise
forever. Yeah.
You'd be really bored.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not a whole lot. Now, they do have, you know, environmental or rather historic, well, what should I say? They have half-day trips that go out there sightseeing and seeing all the wildlife that hang out at the Farallones. But there's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing to get off and see.
Right. Just like say, oh, look at that island. That
right.
Nice.
And then they turn around and come back. It's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's actually half-day fishing trips out of the Pillar Point Harbor as well. So.
Yeah, I saw that it says they have fishing, they have kayaking. Oh, kayaking. Yeah, I remember. Like, I didn't participate.
Yeah. did they offer to put you in a kayak?
Yeah, they did. We had some of the group did the kayaking, and they said they had a great time. They said they saw seals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they saw whales.
Whales can be spotted. We're on the major route here that when the whales take off for Baja, you know, they come right by within range. You don't even need binoculars. They just, you know, scoot on by. But there are whale watching tours that you can actually, you know, get out close and personal to them.
Right. So in other words, with this area, it's like, because I went to, when I was in Half Moon Bay, when I was up at Landis Inn, so that's
mm-hmm.
like a different part of Half Moon Bay.
Yeah. That when we talk about Half Moon Bay, it's a lot of different little beachfront communities that are all just under the same umbrella. Our address here is Half Moon Bay, but virtually across the street from me is El Granada, and just a stone's throw away is Princeton. So it all comes together, but it's under the general title of Half Moon Bay. There's Monterra, Moss Beach, where I live, but it's all technically Half Moon Bay.
Oh, okay.
But Ken and Landis Shores is just south of us on Miramar Beach. But they're very, very close. Everything is within about 4 miles.
Okay. Because I wasn't, you know, when I went there, that was the first place I went to. That's where I did the radio show, was at
right.
Landis Inn.
Right.
And I could see, looking out, that there was a lot more bay.
Yeah, it's a good size bay. I mean, they call it Half Moon for a good reason, you know, and winding around there. But, if you step off from our hotel here and turn south, you'll have about 5 miles of white sandy beach, just fabulous. And so it's good size.
First let's get into the accommodations at your place. Then we'll talk about some restaurants that are there.
Great.
Tell us about I love them. So.
Well, the inn here, Beach House Hotel, was built 11 years ago. It took forever to get the permits to do it because of slow growth on the coast. We finally were up and running 11 years ago. It is a boutique hotel. It has 54 rooms. They're all junior suites. I have one oversized suite called the Half Moon Suite. It has two decks, one looking west and one looking south, so you get a look at the Pacific from a couple of vantage points. But the term junior suites, meaning it's a large room. It's about 450 square feet. It's divided by a waist-high wall that divides the living room from the bedroom area. And the reason we did that, we wanted to maximize the view. We wanted to have water from as many spots in your room as possible. So that's why it was set up that way. But the sleeping area has a California king bed with goose down comforter and pillows. It looks on to a desk that has television. There is free T1 internet wireless access, so bring your laptops if you like.
Great.
In the living room area, the couch is actually a queen sleeper sofa, and it's already made up, ready to go. You just pull it out, and if you had your family with you, we can accommodate up to four breathing entities, any age in any one room. And looks onto a coffee table, two large end chairs. There's a marble wet bar, refrigerator, microwave, fireplace, in-room movies. I mean, in all my years in the hotel business, I've never seen rooms like this. They are very luxuriously appointed. Now, the only difference of the room rate is in the amount of water view. I mean, once the sun goes down, you wouldn't know which room you're in. They're exactly the same.
Right.
So the rates here range from about $195 to $415 in that general area, depending on the day of the week. We have a lower room rate Sunday through Thursday. But on Friday and Saturday, we have a complimentary wine and cheese reception, which is lots of fun, and also, of course, continental breakfast daily. So it's really a romantic, romantic spot. So bring somebody you like.
Yeah, or bring someone you don't like.
There you
just get there.
That's right. You'll learn to like them.
You'll learn. The view that I mean, the view was just wonderful. I went out on the terrace that's there. And,
yeah.
You know, I took photos. I took some, I have a digital camcorder kind of things. So
mm-hmm. Well, we've had some spectacular sunsets. I mean, it's just at a perfect spot, sun going right down over Pillar Point Harbor there. And, of course, you notice that there was a heated pool, you know, 85 on the pool, 100 degrees on the hot tub. You can sit there and be in the pool or hot tub and overlook the Pacific Ocean as the sun goes down. It's fantastic. Are you there? Oh, God. Merle?
Okay. Well, I don't know why I'm getting cut off here. That's me getting cut off.
Ah, okay.
But now you're back.
I
don't know what's going on. I'm having, but it's okay.
What was the last part you heard?
Well, you were talking about, I was saying, you know, bring even someone you don't like. Oh, we were talking about the view.
Oh,
I was saying that I have took a camcorder, digital camcorder, and took Yeah.
Right. And I'm at the risk of repeating myself to your listeners again, I just want to say that we have this beautiful hot tub and pool, and it's well heated, 85 on the pool, 102 on the hot tub, and you can sit there and watch the sun sink slowly in the west, and you're watching all the seabirds and everything that happens. It's beautiful.
Wow. Do the seabirds shit on you?
Well, they do occasionally. That's good luck, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's good luck for the guy that didn't get shit on. That's
This is true. And speaking of, speaking of shit, how's the food? But that's the wrong thing to say. Now, tell what I know we went to a whole bunch of restaurants, but is there any particular restaurants right there that you recommend?
There are. You know, everything is within walking distance. Well, there's two areas. There's downtown Half Moon Bay, and then 4 miles up the coast is where we are. And just a plethora, I love using that word, of great restaurants. In fact, right next door is Sam's Chowder House. They opened up about a year ago. And they're doing things that we don't ever see on the West Coast, lobster rolls and things you guys are used to on the East. But they are fabulous. They're right next door. And then also within walking distance, there, of course, is the brewery. I know that you're going to be on here in a second. We love them. We all hang out there. It's they have live music. You can sit out and fire pits. I'll let them describe their own.
Oh,
but in that area, there's also Mezzaluna, Top of the Line Italian. One of our favorite places is called Cafe Gibraltar. They're just a small, intimate restaurant. They don't have any water view, but it's the kind of place that you're going to be so busy looking at your plate, you're not going to care where you are. And the guy is just unbelievable. He's doing Mediterranean, again, California cuisine.
Wow.
And so if I always say, if you like to eat, and you like the water, you're coming to the right area to get away, because we have some fabulous restaurants.
That's so great.
Yeah,
somebody's have to fax me a Dungeness crab. That's right, you know. Listen, I'm still trying to figure out a fax machine anyway. I mean, don't you think it's amazing?
I don't.
Something you put it in there, and out the other end, it just comes out. I mean,
yeah,
it's like.
It's a miracle.
I swear.
I tell you.
It's just so weird.
It is.
You know?
Of course, we can't stay connected on the phone, but we can, you know, fax a crab across the United States.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. What do you make of that? So.
That's really cool. Now, I just wanted to also comment now, because some of the other writers stayed at another place. What was the place they stayed at?
You'd have to.
Ocean something.
Oh, the Oceano?
Oceano.
Yeah, they just opened up. They're about they're just up the street again at the harbor. It's a
right.
brand new property. You know, imitation is the best flattery, and their rooms look like ours do, and they're going to be a great operation. They they're still yet to open up their restaurant, and I think their spa is still under construction, but the rest of the hotel is open and ready to go, and it's just brand spanking new. They have a nice bar. I always make sure I, you know, get into and make sure that to rate all the bars.
Sure.
And they're I was a liquor and wine salesman for a million years.
Oh, okay.
And I still have my liver, which is the most amazing thing.
Oh, good.
So anyway, so we have
not chopped yet, huh?
No, that's they have just opened up, and that would be another great spot for people to explore there too.
Well, it was great having you talking to us about this. So then with the beach, I guess if they go to the website, is the website like the beach house? Or
correct. It's beach-house.com. Just put a little dash between beach and house. You'll find we have two hotels, actually, one in Southern California. So if any of your listeners are on their way to the L.A. area, our other hotel is at Hermosa Beach, which is a convenient 10 minutes from LAX.
Oh,
and the rooms are very similar. It's Southern California. They're right on the Strand, so they're going to be a little more high energy. I love going down there. And where Half Moon Bay is a little on the quieter side, a real respite, from the chaos. So you can't miss in both properties.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us all about this.
Listen, it's my pleasure, Merle. It's nice to meet you.
And I have to tell you, by the way, talking with all this, now I have some people coming from California. Coming to my house, they're staying over. My birthday is Saturday. They want to take me out for my birthday. I'm going to have fish. I have to.
You got to.
It's not going to be Dungeness crab, but, you know, I have to do it.
Well, you've got me hungry. I think I'm going to go have to get some myself tonight.
All right.
Well, listen, it's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
All right. Good night, Merle.
Bye. I really, okay, somebody send me a Dungeness crab, but I guess not. But, okay, so it's not as if I'm not already talking about food. I mean, let's go into another thing about food. While I was down there, I was at the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. Now, this was an interesting thing. They brew their own beers, and they do pairing of beers, as opposed to bears, with food. So, but I'm lucky enough, I happen to have Wayne Meyer on the air right now, surprise, on the air, to tell us all about this.
Hi, Merle, how are you?
Oh, just hungry, yeah.
I don't know why, after listening to everything that's going on for the last hour. You know, I'm sitting here having a nice, cool Mavericks Amber Ale, looking at this beautiful day in paradise here, and now I've got to talk to you about food.
Yeah, I guess so. I have to tell the our audience about kind of what happened.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was really hilarious. I mean, when I was saying stuff about, you know, every 15 minutes, it was like, oh. You know, I'm feeling a little weak. Let's eat. Well, we had gone for the appetizers, so to speak. Oh, goodness. We had gone to Pasta Moon.
very nice restaurant in Napa Bay.
Kim does a great job
down there.
Oh, yeah. I had her on the air last week. And I can't, I mean, the food is fabulous. And, you know, so they, you know, so they're bringing out all this, this food for us to taste. And, you know, we realize we're still going to go to dinner and we're eating, but we're eating and it's like good. And we keep, you know, it's like that thing on our head that goes, okay, we need to stop because we're going to eat dinner. Well, I'll have a little more. It tastes so good. Okay, I could do it. But now we get to your place and we're totally full and we're going, how are we going to do this? So I need to explain, I need to like let everybody know. In regards to the food itself, your food is fabulous. I love the food.
Oh, thank you very
you know,
much.
And we all did. It's just that we really only had room to taste.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So what I want to begin with, first I want you to talk about that you brew beers. Tell us about the beers that you brew and how it all works.
Yeah, we're a microbrewery. We're one of the larger microbreweries in the state of California. We brew 7 regular beers on tap. All our beers are named after the Maverick Surf competition, which has become world-renowned up here in Pillar Point Harbor, which our restaurant overlooks. And then we also brew anywhere from two to three special brews, some of which you did taste during the pairing. So what we try and do is all our beers are brewed in an English style, primarily. We have 1 or 2 German-style ales and beers. But we try and give our guests, you know, a wide range of flavors and experiences that they can have that complement our food as well. So we're more than just a brew pub. We also feature California Coastal Cuisine, which kind of accents what the beer is all about.
Okay. Are you also, by the way, part of this Fresh As It Gets? You know,
we are a platinum award winner for the 3rd year in a row. And by doing that, we use a lot of local purveyors, which a number of your other guests have talked about. We're part of, when we say California Coastal Cuisine, what that means is that we take, California cuisine historically has been kind of a compilation or a fusion, that's probably a better word, of kind of the Asian influences that are so strong here in California, the Hispanic, Central American influences, and then also infusing kind of the Americana experience. And then with us, we also infuse the local cuisine components, which are everything from fresh fruits and vegetables, cheeses, which one of your other guests just spoke about, Harley Farms, and then obviously the local fresh fish. And then we also have some fresh local purveyors of poultry and meat we utilize as well. So it's a big compilation, but utilizing as much fresh stuff that we get locally within about 40 or 50 miles here.
Mm. Well, what I'm going to do, I have the menu that we had, so I'm going to kind of just go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part, I guess we had some appetizers.
Uh-huh.
All right, everybody. I know everybody listening. I know it's like you're all drooling already. So, you know, when I start describing this thing, please get a napkin. The little drools are going to come out of the side of your mouth. I understand. Okay. So we had ahi poke, which I mm-hmm. guess that's, which is tuna.
It's fresh tuna that we get, fresh tuna that we primarily get from Hawaii. And
right, yeah, that's what I got, ahi poke with fried wontons.
That are fresh made here and fried. But what's unique about our ahi poke is that it's not a soy-based ahi poke. We use a spicy oil,
mm-hmm.
a chili oil in it, and then also fresh Hawaiian sea salt. So it's a different poke than you get in many other restaurants, at least on the West Coast.
So this is the ahi poke versus the hokey poke.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Let me have another
and
drink of my Maverick Sambrero, okay?
Off. Yeah. Okay. So then the Maverick's Amber Ale Battered Calamari. Oh.
And that's has been a long time signature dish here, and it's one of our top selling dishes, and it's a favorite by far.
So in terms of the batter, what are you using? Because we all loved it. What was the batter itself?
It's a light batter infused with our amber ale.
Okay. I mean, it basically the batter is like flour and...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's flour. Everything's made here naturally. Or not, excuse me. Everything is made here on site. There's nothing that we buy outside.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you see an item, whether it be a salad or a salad dressing, whether it be a soup or a world-famous chowder, it's all made fresh here.
Okay. Then the next thing, it was a Yucatan ceviche.
Yeah, and that's one of our core competencies here is that because of the unique nature of this little community here, although we're only 20 minutes from San Francisco and 25 minutes from San Mateo, we're kind of an agrarian community that's very protected, as you saw, from kind of the outside world in some ways. I mean, we're easily accessible, but there's very limited development. We have a really unique group of cooks that are all from the Yucatan area. And we allow them to work with their own cuisine that they're familiar with. And one of our sous chefs is Wilbert, and he brought his, from the Yucatan, their recipe for ceviche, which is a little bit unique, as you've tasted.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of spice to it. It's extremely flavorful. And it also incorporates some of their spices that they utilize in it.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Now we're getting to, that was just the appetizers. Now we're getting to the small bites, which then we'll talk about with the pairing of the of the beer. We had the fresh artichoke with shrimp and fennel that was paired with Sandy Beach Blonde Hefeweizen?
Hefeweizen. That's as close as we get to a German ale or German beer. The Hefeweizens are historically, their characteristics are, they have kind of a banana almost flavor to it. And so by pairing that with the artichoke and shrimp fennel, it gives it, it's almost complementary.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a unique, because of the citrus flavor of a Hefeweizen, and you pair that with the artichoke and shrimp fennel, it's a complementary palate that really kind of goes together. And it makes it just, it kind of flows really well.
Then next was a cheese tortellini with fresh basil and tomato paired with Harbor Light Ale.
Yeah, the cheese tortellini and the tomato were more complementary. Our Harbor Lights Ale is a little bit more bitter than traditional light ales. And when I say light, it's not L-I-T-E, it's L-I-G-T, whatever it is.
L-I-G-H-T, right.
Yeah, I went to Chicago schools. Okay.
It's okay.
Took me a while. I'm still writing with crayons back here.
Uh-huh.
So it adds a little bit different. It has a little bit of a bitterness to it, and that's what the basil does. And the tomato adds a whole new component. So this is more of a complementary component to the tasting that you did.
Okay. And then next was a smoked salmon pinwheel paired with Maverick's Amber Ale. Is that the one that you sent us home with?
Yes, that's what I sent you home with, and that's what's in my hand right now.
Oh, okay.
Salmon is a very strong fish, no matter how you cook it. And it has, whatever you pair it with has to have a stand-up, not overpowering, but has to have the uniqueness that it can stand alone and give you the palate that's going to, comparatively. So what we did is the salmon is smoked, so it's got a very strong flavor. The Maverick's Amber Ale, which is, by the way, is our signature ale, stands up to it, but also it complements it in a nice way. So it's not bitter, it's not overpowering, but it is strong enough that you notice a difference in the palate.
Right. And in terms of complimenting, like the ale will say, oh, you have a gorgeous dress on today, you know, your hair is done very well, you know, okay. And now we have I told you I'm a comedian. Okay.
I know, but I could just see saying that sometime, and I'm going
to
get slapped.
I know. I get to say it. And this way no one has to boo you. Halibut bites with paprika, coriander, and gremolata paired with Bootlegger's Brown Ale.
Now, the Bootlegger Brown Ale here is really, we call it a brown ale. And in England, this would be categorized as a mild ale. The halibut bites are really more of a achiote rub on the halibut. And if you recall, it had kind of a reddish look to it, even though halibut's a white fish.
Mm-hmm.
And achiote is one of the core ingredients we use in some of our Hispanic or Yucatan components. And it's sweet, but it's not hot. It's hot, but not sweet. And it's really, the Bootlegger's Brown is kind of a sweet ale, and it
mm-hmm.
really gave us a nice complimentary component there with fresh halibut that's actually from the local area here.
And then speaking of
Yucatan,
it was Yucatan baby back ribs paired with Princeton by the Sea IPA.
Mm-hmm. Now, the IPA is, IPAs are traditionally, they're called Indian Pale Ales, and I don't know how much your guests know or your listeners know about it, but Indian Pale Ales were actually brewed originally by our good friends in England, and to complement or actually ship beer to their new commonwealth in India, and colony at Commonwealth. So what they had to do is they had to add a lot of citrus and a little extra bitterness so it would make it around the Cape to India. So it has a citrus flavor to it, but yet it's bitter.
Mm.
Our Yucatan baby back ribs use our own big weight barbecue sauce, which actually use a Yucatan component, which is achiote, and they're slow cooked and then they're smoked. So what they do is the IPA stands up to it, but also complements it in a very nice way.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it was really funny because, like, you know, we're getting to this point, and I'm watching the rest of the writers, and it's like we're trying. Again, we're still trying to eat, and we're tasting the baby back ribs, and it's like, oh, God, I want to eat the whole rib. I really want to eat. Oh, God, now if I do, I'm going to, I really just, it's too, oh, I want to eat the whole rib. It was so hard. As I said, the food is so good. And then we had the roast portobello mushroom stuffed with sautéed vegetables paired with Pillar Point Pale Ale. You say that three times. Paired with Pillar Point Pale Ale. Okay.
Getting back real quickly, I'm not trying to digress, Merle, but
okay.
The Yucatan baby back ribs were St. Louis-style ribs that we use with the Yucatan rub,
mm-hmm.
just so your listeners may be more familiar with that.
Okay.
Than.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to the roast portobello mushroom stuff with sautéed vegetables
mm-hmm.
And the Pillar Point Pale Ale. The Pillar Point Pale Ale we brew here is not an American-style pale ale. It's an English style. And so it's lower in carbonation. It's got a more malty and somewhat bitter flavor. It lingers a little bit longer. And with the mushrooms and the sautéed vegetables, it's really a nice, it's not complimentary, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not complementary, but it's more of a, it is somewhat complementary, but it's more a synergistic comparison between the two and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, the Pillar Point Pale is one of our better sellers as well.
Oh, cool. And then dessert, and I'm very sorry, there's no way. You had us have chocolate mousse. I'm a chocoholic, and as much as everybody else tasted the paddle out stout with it, I just couldn't do it.
Oh, come on.
Chocolate? No, I just couldn't do it. I have to have chocolate with, like, nothing. And if the problem is, and I got to tell you, if the chocolate mousse sucked, then I would have had the stout. But that's what even made it worse. I'm going, ooh, this is so good. I'm going, oh, no, I don't want anything. No, I can't. I just can't. I want that taste of chocolate just to linger. But everybody else said it was good. So at least, you know, I just wanted to let you know that. why the paddle out stout?
Well, we have our own, digressing a little bit, we have our own pastry chef, Marco,
mm-hmm.
who creates all of our desserts here, and they're all fresh-made daily. The Pavlov Stout is a really nice, it's got a high caramelization rate, a high caramelization content within the barley and malt.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has a nice flavor to it, but it's not overpowering. It's not like a Guinness Stout, which has a slightly different flavor. It's more of a chocolatey flavor almost. And not as heavy as some of the Guinness Stout. So it's not being negative, but just that's what it is. So it's really, and I'm not a big stout guy, but that really complements the chocolate big time.
Mm. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Well, okay, one of the things I also wanted to get into as far as the menu. Now, if somebody comes out there, I know we did this as part of our fam tour,
mm-hmm.
but do you do this like a tasting, you know, beer and food tasting?
We do California Coastal Cuisine and micro ale pairings, and we do it for larger groups, 10 to 12 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to call us in advance, and we'll set something up. There is an extra charge for it because we bring the chef in and our brewmaster when he's available, or you could be stuck with me. And
that was okay.
Okay. And we try and have fun with it.
We settled for that. It was okay.
Okay.
I'm going to need
counseling now.
Who was in there with us?
Our new executive chef, Mark Hamilton, who we're very, very excited about having.
Who's away right now?
He's in Hungary, unfortunately.
He's in Hungary. And he's probably hungry listening to all this, too.
Yeah.
And we're all hungry. He's in Hungary, and we're all hungry. Okay. So
anything's possible with Mark.
Yeah. But I'm glad that you were at least able to tell us about this, even though, you know, I was wondering, like, oh, my God, if he's not, you know, going to talk. Can you do it? But you're just as intelligent in describing all this to us. What I also wanted to know, now, are you also talking about, in terms of your menu, that you're trying to go into, like, small plates kind of thing?
We are updating our current menu, which is available on the website, to doing more of the small plates. Once Chef Mark gets back, we will be adding some small plates within the next several weeks. We do have a fairly extensive list of appetizers and soups and salads, and then on a daily basis we have a specials menu that has anywhere from 10 to 20 specials that, you know, are fresh, that we are able to get from our local purveyors, or something that our cooks have come up with, or something along that line. So we have an extensive specials menu as well. And then we have signature dishes here. For instance, one of our signature dishes that unfortunately you weren't able to try because of the way we conducted this thing was our Vo Fisherman Stew, which
didn't have room for it anyway.
Yeah. The Vo Fisherman Stew would kind of taken over the whole evening.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And it's a unique stew in the sense of it's from our owners.
Uh-huh.
One of our owners' family is originally from Portugal, which is one of the dominant cultures that settled this area from about 1880s and so on and forward. But his grandfather was a merchant marine and traveled all over the world, and then right through the middle of Prohibition, then settled in the Middle Valley, which is about 60, 70 miles from here, and came over here and continued to fish. And then when he was done fishing, he would visit some of the local places you'd pick up your booze during Prohibition.
Right.
And then take his fresh fish and create this dish. It's called the Bow Fishman Stew, and it's a cilantro chicken broth and saffron-based stew that he has created. And then we use fresh local fish, and then linguica is added to the component as well.
Wow.
And it's called Bo Fisherman Stew, which is Bo is grandfather in Portuguese.
Wow. That David. Sounds, wow. And by the way, I just want to make sure people, as far as accessing it on the web, it's www.hmbbrewingco.com. That's HMB, standing for Half Moon Bay, Brewing Co., standing for company, .com. And the place is located on, but it's called Princeton by the Sea. Is that what the area, or is it?
Well, we're in unincorporated San Mateo County, so we're 5 miles, we're just like the beach house. We're about 4 or 5 miles north of Half Moon Bay,
uh-huh.
And we're about 25 miles south of San Francisco, right on Highway 1.
Now, I'm just curious, do you do pizza at all?
No, we do not.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is, and you may just want to try this, there's a thing, there's a couple of places out here on the East Coast that they mix the flour and beer to make the dough.
Oh, yeah. We've looked into that, and we're considering it now. So it's one of the components with, now that we've brought Chef Mark Hamilton on, we're looking at updating and expanding our current menu, so it's one of the things on the table with us right now.
Yeah, that's it's kind of neat because you're basically having a thin crust, and the yeast from the beer itself is what's making it rise, and then you could throw on all kinds of goody stuff.
Well, we have one issue with that though, and I don't think we talked about this, Merle, is that we. Recycle all our spent grains and yeast here,
mm-hmm.
and spent grains and barley, to a local hog farmer here.
Wow.
and he uses it as a feed supplement. It's part of our green component because we're the first restaurant to be certified green here in San Mateo County. But anyway, he takes those, and so periodically we get one of his pigs back, and the name of our beers is Mavericks. So the pig has been raised on Mavericks, cooked with Mavericks, and then served with Mavericks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that's really recycling.
It's a truly pickled pig.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. I'll finish this show today. I'm raiding my refrigerator. That's definite. And actually, I'm going to open up the beer. San Mateo County Tourism was nice enough to send me everything because I just couldn't, bring everything home. So I got the package today, and it's like, oh, here's my goodie package, and I'm going to, open up that that beer. I won't guzzle it. I'll sip. And let's see. And that's the one that I should what do you think I should pair that with?
Salmon is really good. Steak
okay.
is awesome for the amber ale.
Mm-hmm.
It'll stand up to it, but it'll also complement it. The amber goes with a wide range of things. I would say I wouldn't go with a light fish on it. I would go for some of the stronger fish.
Okay.
There's always a hamburger.
Oh, that's true.
And also a nice pizza. You're back east, so.
Okay. It was great having you talking with us. This is really good. Of course, I'll still write about this this whole experience. And I best of luck to the place. I hope it stays for a long time. I can't say that on the air.
Okay.
I was going to say with the bear does, that they give good head, but I can't say that on the air. So.
Uh-huh.
So I won't. But anyway, so it was great having you. And have a wonderful evening. I see that on my switchboard it's telling me I have about a minute to go.
Merle, thank you so much for having us, okay? And I really appreciate that.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on coming off. So, anyway, I guess I'm going to end the show. And, where's my cat? Where's Mallory? Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone. I know you're the host of the show. I understand. What does that mean, Mallory? What are you trying to tell us? Oh, I guess you must be hungry too. Well, after this show, I'm going to go eat. Bye, everybody.